Zahra Moghani always wanted to become a dentist, but in order to do that, she had to take chemistry courses. After figuring out a way to teach herself the concepts, she decided to open a company that introduces chemistry to kids called Kid Chemist. WDET's Nargis Rahman shares her story as part of Communities of Hope. The series features people from communities of color who have been looking for ways to persevere during the pandemic.
Kids excitedly watch and cheer as Zahra Moghani, founder and owner of Kid Chemist, drops a gummy bear in heated potassium chlorate in a test tube, creating a flaming, exploding gummy bear. Moghani grew up in Dearborn. She graduated from Wayne State University with a Bachelor of Science in Psychology as a pre-dental student in 2019. While in college, she found it difficult to understand chemistry, so she wanted to do something about it.
I was struggling so much with it. I started teaching myself. I'm a very hands-on learner, and I was getting everything right away, and I fell in love with it.
Moghani says she realized if she was struggling, other kids might be too. She wondered if an earlier introduction to chemistry would help.
I wanted to create something that the schools and the next generations are all lacking.
So in October 2019, during her gap year from college, she opened Kid Chemist, a learning program which introduces chemistry to kids, like her nieces in elementary school. Moghani was just 22 years old when she opened the business. She's now 25.
So this is one of our smaller rooms. We'll have small classes here. We'll do tutoring sessions in this classroom. You know, I like to decorate it as much as I can, so it kind of has a huge periodic table of elements right here. You think like a proton and stay positive, something that the kids get to enjoy reading.
Moghani gives me a tour of her business, an office space with small rooms located on Monroe Street in Dearborn. She tells me there are many doctors and dentists on the street.
Once kids walk in, they get to come into our kitchen area where they get dressed. This is where we keep the lab coats, so they'll grab their sizes, grab gloves, grab glasses, and head to a room.
Each of her students gets a personalized lab coat. Sonia Salman's kids, second grader Celine and first grader Julia, have been taking part in the program for a year and a half.
I love the experiments that she does, and the way that they learn is actually really fun. And they come home and they're saying these words that I have no idea what they even are. I have to look them up myself.
Celine and Julia especially enjoy guest speakers, like one recently with a dentist.
And my kids want to be dentists, so that was really cool for them. They got to practice making molds of teeth.
Salman says Moghani is passionate about teaching chemistry.
And it's really hard to find someone that can teach your kids out of passion. And it's really amazing to see how much my kids have learned and loved learning through her program.
Moghani says her program extended to field trips, tutoring in other subjects, and even birthday parties. Since opening the program, she's had about 500 to 600 students ranging from 4 to 14 years old. However, during the pandemic, her business came to a standstill during the March 2020 lockdown. Moghani had to find creative ways to offer her services to kids. She began dropping off at-home chemistry kits and providing online after-school programs and tutoring. She says in the early days of COVID-19, people were afraid.
We had to go fully online, and it was hard. People were I was delivering kits, so we still wanted to keep our merits of it being hands-on. So I would deliver kits to the houses, and we would do the experiments online, but people were still scared of just getting that box in the door.
Moghani says there were many times she wanted to give up, but she didn't.
I saw kids' reactions. They had such a positive impact from Kid Chemist, so honestly, I didn't want to give up. There were times where there was nothing I could do. I think it was out of my control, so I just had to be patient.
In October 2021, Kid Chemist resumed in-person after-school classes and having spring, fall, and summer camps. In March 2022, Moghani attended the Arab American Women's Business Council annual signature event, which brought Arab American businesswomen together to showcase their work and accomplishments. At the event, the businesswoman of the year, Lola Elzine, owner at the Venture Title Agency, LLC, gave Kid Chemist a shout-out.
So she mentioned Kid Chemist, and I was in tears.
Moghani felt seen. As a young entrepreneur, she says people don't always take her seriously.
Every day I struggle with something. If I fail or if I do something, I'm back up you know, trying again. I don't think anybody should give up, especially being an Arab American woman, you know. It's amazing. It's very honorable, I think.
Jumana Judeh is the founder of the Arab American Women's Business Council. She started the organization in 2007 to support Arab American businesswomen. She says the organization provides mentorship and job development. Judeh says she met Mornay at the signature event, which hosted 300 people in person after a two-year hiatus during the pandemic.
It was very difficult in the old days for women to get out of the house and do things, but now we have a new generation. We have the millennials who are just so full of energy, like Zahra. These women are starting their businesses at an amazing rate.
She says Mornay is an example of what the organization stands for.
Zahra, to me, represents our future. You can be a wife, a mother, a daughter, a sister, but you can also be a CEO.
Mornay says she hopes to expand Kid Chemist worldwide. She recently launched chemistry kits online, which ship throughout the U.S. She also posts informational videos on TikTok and Instagram, reaching about 2,000 followers on each social media platform. Mornay says the best part of her business is working with kids.
There's never a dull moment, whether it is, you know, you never know what the next thing they're going to say or the comments they say. And it's hilarious. It's the best thing ever.
Zahra Mornay went from struggling with chemistry in college to becoming a young entrepreneur during the pandemic. She learned that sometimes you have to take things into your own hands with lab coats and test tubes to make a difference. I'm Nargis Rahman, WDET News.